For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And we will continue with your calls at 888-957-9570. We will also continue with your text messages on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. For instance, this one just came in. Let's see. Is that 650? Whoa. Slow down there. The Warriors can have a few bad games. We've seen it before. Do you know what's funny? Since Jimmy Butler arrived? No, you haven't. You think you have, but you haven't. You have not seen a stretch of seven games where the Warriors will lose four times at full health. You have not. It has not happened. You have not seen the Warriors in the Jimmy Butler era, in fact, play basketball where back-to-backs are not a thing. You haven't seen it. And so I can't sit here and tell you you're wrong if you think Houston's going to rally back in this series. All I can do is tell you how I feel. I don't see it. I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't see a sweep. And Warriors in five would be a mild surprise to me, but I'd look at the series, and if Houston's going to win, just pick any game in the series. And last night, for me, was the game that they would win. If you just told me one of these games is going to be 95-85, I would say, well, that's a Houston win. And if you tell me that there's going to be a game that is 119-116, I would guess that the Warriors win that one.
Right.
So just based on the way the game went, the way it was officiated, which was they let a lot of the physicality, word of the day, they let a lot of that go. There's like, 35 total fouls or fewer than that, actually.
Oh.
And so if it's that low scoring of a game in Houston and physicality's allowed, that's a game that I would favor Houston in, yet they lost.
Yeah.
So I'm with you.
Exactly. Yeah, I just, and again, this is not, I just think, and maybe it sounds better if I say it this way, I think the Rockets are doing some really good things and they're on their way and their flight just hasn't arrived yet. I mean, my God, they're all 22. They're so young. And if what you're offering the NBA playoffs, when someone says that, they're so young, you go, well, wait a minute. They have Fred VanVleet and Dylan Brooks. That's what you're offering the NBA playoffs? That's your response
to your experience.
These guys over here have Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler. Those guys over there have Nikola Jokic. This team over here has got Anthony Edwards. Oh, this group over here has LeBron James and Luka. Oh, under the radar over here, they have Kawhi and James Harden. Oh, the MVP plays in Oklahoma City, and he's surrounded by other all-star level talent. And then that's what you're going to... But well, we have Fred VanVleet. Dude, I'm sorry. You're going to lose. You're good. You're on your way, but you're going to lose.
You've got Jeff Green at 38,
okay.
Doesn't play.
Okay.
Steven Adams at 32, played and played well, not a threat as a scorer. Then VanVleet at 31. Jock Landale is almost 30, didn't play. Jayshon Tate, almost 30, didn't play. You're kind of getting the bit here where...
I got the bit.
The bit is the guys who play are babies.
They're really good players.
They're great players.
They're 22.
And it takes a certain amount of playoff experience to get there. You know, you got to go through it in order to do it. This is not the league where you can just flash in the pan and make it happen and win in your first year. It
doesn't happen in your first year.
Not in the NBA.
No. 888-957-9570. Back to the phones in a sec. I just wanted to get this off my chest, though, also, seeing as he is joining the show tomorrow, and that's actually not the reason at all. I'd like to get this off my chest, though. Okay. I understand that this is the nature of sports, and when you are the head coach or the manager of a sports franchise, you get questioned and you get ripped because you make 47 decisions per game. And even on a good night, only 30 of them are right. And so we can point to the 17 things you did wrong and get into it. But take a step back, look at the weekend. Okay. All 8 games, look at the weekend, take your Steve Kerr negativity, take it to the trash because it's trash night. Okay? J.J. Redick is in L.A. going, I didn't know that it was going to be physical. I didn't know that. Memphis's coach, whoever the hell he is, has wonderful hair. That's about all I've got out of that. Still getting to know who the Denver guy is, and he's throwing Russell Westbrook into key situations, best of freaking luck. Ty Lue, really good coach. Really good coach. Oklahoma City, doesn't matter who the coach is. Not right now. But Ime Udoka, he got one pitch. Hey, guys, go out there and beat them to hell. And let's see what we get.
Well, they don't have the talent to compete with the Warriors at this point.
No, but we went into this series going, well, wait a minute. Who's going to guard this guy? And who's going to guard that guy? They scored 85 points, and the Warriors played brilliant defense, even though they got out-rebounded by 14 boards and have no tall players. I would like to see somebody, just for fun, I know it doesn't usually work on sports radio, somebody call and be like, dude, Steve Kerr kind of masterclassed yesterday. That was really, really good coaching, the way that he game planned this one up. That worked really well.
And we can ask him about the Jerry Stackhouse part of this and the defensive approach that they took, because as Steiny was saying earlier, 10-2 with Guru, a lot of mixing up the coverages, a lot of man and then zone, and they gave him a bunch of different looks throughout the course of a 3 or 4 minute stretch, and I do think that that was very effective. And you don't often see that in the NBA where you've got a team going zone, going man, and going back and forth and mixing and matching things. But I think that that was something that was difficult for Houston because, as you mentioned, younger team, not a great shooting team. So you go ahead and zone them up and you dare any of these Rockets to beat you from three. And that's not what they do very well.
888-957-9570. Let's hear from you. Ricardo, Sonoma. Hey, Ricardo, thanks for calling.
Hey, boys. How you guys doing? How you doing?
We good. We good.
Yes, sir. Well, for one, I just wanted to say I'm very, for one, impressed by how the Warriors beat Houston, despite it being a sub-100-point game. And talking about the rebounding game, it wasn't really 14. We were out-rebounded by 16. So we were even 30 defensive rebounds. And offensive rebounds, we were obviously out-rebounded 6-22. But obviously, I think the biggest difference was us making our shots out of 76 compared to Houston's 87 shots. But I will say Curry, Butler, and Podziemski combined for 70 points out of those 95.
Yep.
So I guess this question is pretty much twofold. How much more physical is Houston going to get? And who else will step up for Golden State? And I hope you guys have a good day.
Yeah, Ricardo, I think those are great questions. And difficult to answer with regard to the physicality of Houston and how the officials will handle it. I think that the natural flow of things, especially in a home building, you do sort of allow for a reaction to the action, if you will. And so Houston might get a little bit of a better whistle on Wednesday night. And the Warriors are going to have to match like desperate energy. And that's hard. And the Warriors might lose on Wednesday night. They might. I still think they're in complete control of the series if they do. But that absolutely may go down that way. The officials will have to set a tone. As far as who else steps up, I honestly have no idea who it will be, but I like where his head is at, because that's one of the, I think, the best pieces of news for the Warriors yesterday. You won a game by double digits, and you really didn't have anybody else have one of those nights. Buddy Hield didn't hit three threes, or Quentin Post didn't even, I don't even know if he hit the rim, for crying out loud. But you know what I mean? You're probably going to have some of that as this series goes. You're going to get, I would hope, you're going to get more contributions from your role players.
Yeah, especially at home. As we've always said, role players play better at home. And the thing about last night that strikes me is that Steph came out and he missed his first three-point shots. And then the next five shots he took were all twos. And so, and I'm not going to just understate his greatness by saying this, because we know how great he is, but he was not hitting the three early, and so he started cutting to the basket, he started driving to the basket, a couple of reverse layups, that one pass that I can't even believe it got through, that he caught right under the hoop and flipped it up and got that to go. So the adaptability of the Warriors offense last night, and yeah, it was mainly the three players that he mentioned that scored the majority of it, but I would guess that, you know, Buddy and Quentin, Moses did hit a couple of big ones late. So there were some contributions that were made outside of Jimmy and Pods and Steph.
No doubt. Oh, no doubt. And some of them don't show up in the box score, right, and all of that stuff. 888-957-9570. Steve-O in the city. Hi, Steve. What's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I want to talk about one of Dib's pet subjects, the referees. I think, you know, they swallow up the whistle in the playoffs. I think we knew that coming in. My concern is Houston's going to be, they're in kind of desperation mode at this point, right?
Yep.
They lose this next game and it's curtains. They're going to come out even more physical than they were in the first game. And if the refs react the same way, the last thing that we want is a beat up and bruised Warriors team. I know we get a little bit of time in between the games, and that's great, but I'm hoping that they call it at least the same way they did the first game and not loosen it up too much. And one side note, that Pajemski play where everyone thought he might have taken an extra step, I think the reason they didn't call that, it's because if you look at it, he also got fouled on that play and pushed a bit. And so it was kind of a two-way no call. And so that's the benefit of the refs taking a back seat.
Steve-O, thanks very much. Let's go to our resident official, Dan Dibley, for a response.
Didn't really see, based on what they were calling in that game, that was not a callable foul. And I thought it was a travel, but Steve-O's right in that they, quote, let them play. And just one quick postscript on the officials. If you want to watch a whistle swallowing, watch tonight. Clippers in Denver. You've got Mark Davis, number 8 in your program, number 1 million in your heart, because this guy is, he's been the bane of the Warriors' existence this year, and he does not call anything. So as you're watching tonight, I want you, Mark, because I think you're going to watch the game tonight.
Oh, God, yeah.
Clippers in Denver.
This is 2 TV Tuesday, even though it's only Monday.
This crew chief does not like to call fouls. He was last in the league in fouls called in the regular year.
Okay, that's tough news for James Harden.
Yep.
It's tough news for Russell Westbrook, too. I mean, both of them just like to.
Well, and Jokic, he was furious the other night.
Yeah, but Jokic is able to get his. This is one of the reasons I respect Jokic so much. Kind of like Steph, like he's able to get his work done whether you call the foul or not. He's able to get his work done. He's a shot maker. He's a shot maker. He's not like James Harden, who's over here like, dude, sometimes James forgets where he is and he does the head snap when no one's even around him. You ever see him do that? It's almost like some of these players now, Shea, Harden, they do the head snap every fourth dribble. And you're like, James, no one's near you right now. Don't do the head snap. And so they're trying to get the officials to do a certain thing. And so I would argue if you've got somebody who's pretty loose with his whistle, then that's probably not good news. Not good news. But I'll put this out there. Ooh, I'm on the Clippers tonight.
You are.
Oh, God, they're the better team. Did you watch?
Oh, I watched. The whole thing? Was back and forth. I watched a lot, all the second half and overtime and a little bit of the first half, but it's a tough one to say because...
Clippers are better. They're better.
I mean...
They're better. They had that the whole game long and weird stuff happened in the end, and it still went to overtime at Denver in a game one situation. I just think as it settles in, the X's and O's take over. The Clippers are better than the Nuggets. My opinion.
I mean, it's a one-point spread, right, tonight?
Yep. And that's why I'm on it.
And I was looking at the Westbrook play again where Denver's got the ball up one, 16 to go, 13 on the shot clock. So it is not a desperation situation.
At all.
At all. And he gets the ball in the wing, and it's, I got the ha-ha. I'm going to the cup. And it's, you know, if there was 1 second on the shot clock, okay, 13 on the clock, 16 and change on the game, up one. I'm going to the hoop.
No, dude, he got the hee-hee. He does not have the ha-ha. It just does not.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Man, it does not translate.
Nuggets win.
They won. They won, and he had a hand in it. He also had a hand in why it was still, I mean.
He was like an octopus. He had so many hands in that thing.
Left hand and the right hand do not often talk to each other. But anyway, listen, seeing it a lot on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line right now, a lot of the whole, like, dude, you guys are being way too overconfident, especially kind of directed at me. This series is just one game, blah, blah, blah. I hope I'm being clear. This isn't because the Warriors were so amazing in their performance. I did think it was good, by the way. I thought Steph and Jimmy were fantastic on both ends of the floor. I thought their team defense was really good. I thought they played a smart basketball game, and that's what you need to do against 22-year-olds. So that's all that. But my thought process is, A, I already thought, before this even started, I already thought this was the Warriors series. But secondly, and it's piggybacking on what you said a little bit, it's understanding the flow of the way these things go. And it's understanding energy a little bit. Game one energy is a massive thing. And when you're 22, it's your first playoff game ever. It's in your building. The building's adversaries are there. You have got to be ready to jump out of the gym. And you did. And you came out and threw your best haymaker. And the Warriors looked at you and went, okay, you're up by three.
They were up eight. 13-5.
End of the first quarter.
Okay, well, I mean,
nice job.
Their haymaker was the opening 6 minutes.
Great. I'm sorry.
You had the Şengün dunk on Draymond.
You want to know what game one energy looks like? You should have watched the OKC game. Memphis was flat on the floor like a doormat. Thanks for being here. You have been destroyed and dismantled. The Warriors were like, so that's your best shot? All right. How about if we do the second quarter? Bam, you're down double digits in your own building. You're freaking out because you're 22 years old. And someone just said recently, and they're right, okay, now Houston goes into desperation mode. Well, that's not a great mode to be in. Like, you just played your first playoff game ever, and now in game two, you're in a must-win, desperate situation. Not good.
Well, you're not in that situation, and that's where you would look for a more veteran team to understand that. And they do have veterans, but a lot of their veterans, they don't play basketball. Yeah. So this is where Ime Udoka has got to, over the next couple of days, coach his guys up to realize that, and I'm looking at the stats right now, when the home team loses game one since 1984, those teams are 60-62 in the series. Almost a 50-50 chance when the home team drops game one. So historically, over the last 40 years of playoff basketball, it's not that big of a deal. But then you look at it from a 10,000-foot view and you realize, well, the Warriors are favored and the Warriors are more experienced and the Warriors did this and the Warriors did that. It is more of a desperate situation, but if you're Coach Udoka, you got to be able to impart to them that it's not a must win. It's pretty important.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that all you want, but come on.
I mean, you have to do that.
You're not winning. You're not
winning.
Only
four teams have dropped the first two at home and still won the series.
And these aren't even those teams.
You're right.
This is like, there's no way Houston's winning this series if they don't win on Wednesday.
Well, I don't think that there's any way they're winning the series anyway.
I agree with you.
If you as Houston approach it with that level of desperation, which means you're going to do what? Well, you're going to go out there and commit like reckless fouls.
I think it's just human. The coach can be like, now just stay calm. Well, but no, probably not. I don't think Jalen Green and Amen Thompson are going to play calm. And maybe that's a good thing.
Well, that's not how they play.
Yeah. Like I don't know exactly what they're going to look like, but, maybe we'll end up on Old Takes Exposed here in 2 weeks. Who knows? I'm not saying that we're 1,000% right. We're not allowed to be wrong. Houston can't come back in the series. I just didn't love their chances to begin with, and I hate them even more now. That's all. Let's go to Nick in Berkeley. Hi, Nick. Thanks for calling.
Hey, what's up, you guys? I love your points, man, because game two is definitely a desperation sensation for those Houston Rockets. Van Creep has nothing to do with it. He was obviously intimidated early in the game, and then Curry knocked him down. He was begging for calls. I mean, Jaminski was scrapping. Like, he missed a couple shots he shouldn't have made, but just Jaminski was all over the floor. He's in there scrapping a claw and trying to get every loose ball he could. The Warriors were nails down the last 5 minutes on defense. They locked it down. And like you guys said, man, who do they got, man? Besides those two guys? Them youngsters, like the way Steve Kerr calmed the team down and had that little chat with him, he's like, everybody calm down, slow it down. And then there's one fast break where Curry could have kept running it, but he stopped, he slowed it down. And when they got within two or three, and I was like, that's the new Jimmy Butler Warriors. It's not like any panic and rushing everything for the end of the game. It was great. It was great finesse and great, great composure, man.
Love it, love it. Hey, Nick, I love your energy for this game. But I do have a couple of questions, and actually mainly centered around one thing.
One thing?
Like, I don't know, averaging double digits, going through a stretch of games recently where he led the NBA in three-point shooting, being on the all-rookie team. Don't you think we've arrived at the time where you need to know what Brandon's last name is? Don't you think we're there?
Pajamas?
Say again?
Pajamas.
Pajamas?
I said pajamas?
it's easy. Is it Jaminski or is it pajamas or what is it?
It's Jaminski, right, Skiski?
All right.
Skiski?
Thank you, Nick.
Nick, that's – go ahead and rack, Nick. That was great. He doubled down with pajamas.
Oh, my God.
If you combine Jaminski and pajamas, you get Pajamski.
You get pajama jammy jam.
You
that's
do.
What you get.
And
Jaminski, though, Jaminski was scrapping.
Jaminski.
Like, he missed a couple shots he shouldn't have made, but just Jaminski was all over the floor. He's in there scrapping a claw and trying to get every loose ball he could.
You're probably not old enough to remember Jaminski.
Oh, I remember Jaminski.
Mike Jaminski.
Yeah, the bearded guy.
At a
I
Duke.
Remember, yeah, I remember Jaminski.
He was a Dookie back in the... Oh, no.
He was stiff.
He was a great player, NBA champion.
No, you can be an NBA champion and you can be an effective player and still be a stiff.
Yeah, I wouldn't call him a stiff.
I would. Like, it's not like he had no ha-ha. He had no moves. He's just a big dude.
He's like a 6'9 white guy.
Yeah.
You don't have to have the ha-ha when you're playing in the late 70s and early 80s.
He's a stiff.
Did Larry Bird have the ha-ha?
Kinda.
Nah, he was just unguardable.
Larry, exactly.
He didn't cross you over and go by you.
No, but like Chris Mullin, Larry Bird, like you couldn't, what were you going to do? What were you going to do? They go slow motion, you're full speed, and they still win. That's my kind of ha-ha.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.